Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My friends, financial freedom, what does it mean? To me, it meant retirement. It meant drop out of corporate America, to be able to do what I want, when I want, with whomever I want, wherever I want, and importantly, still have the money to afford to do it. So 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate at 34 years of age, I retired and I never went back to corporate America ever again, never got a job, never worked for anybody ever again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm wondering, you know, in my life, why doesn't everybody do that? You know, what's keeping people from being able to retire? And I thought, well, it's really simple. All you do is replace your earned income with passive income. I mean, it's just that simple. Whoever you are, whatever you do, I could take over your life, become you, and I could take the situation you're in, and in 80% of the cases, I could turn your life around and go ahead and retire you. Now, you said, well, why not 100? Well, because some people's lives are really jacked up, and there's just too much working against them in life. That's only 20% of the people at that. Might even be less. But I'm throwing that in there just so that I don't overreach in my claim. But you give me everybody else as a normal person who's got a job that can work, can live. No matter what it is you live on, you can live on less. So how do you do that? Well, think about it. What if all of a sudden the government doubled your taxes? Would you live on half of what you earn now? And the answer is yes. You'd have to. You'd learn how. You'd figure it out. Something would happen. You'd cut back. You wouldn't have all the toys you have right now. Most people have all kinds of garbage. I mean, my cable TV bill, I think, is like $400 a month. My electric bill is like $2,500 a month. You know, if there was anything I needed to do to cut back, boy, there's $3,000 a month right there. Just those two things. Stop wasting electricity. Stop watching cable TV. My life would not be worse off if I did either one of those two things. So, you know, you go down the line and you say, well, you know, what kind of car are you driving? I know people who drive garbage cars that put premium gas in it. So they pay 30-40% more just to have premium gas. Whatever it is, I could go down your list of things you do, the way you eat. You're probably 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight right now. I could cut back your diet, right? There's so many things you could do where you could control your life and take control of it and turn it around. And what is the goal of all that? Well, the goal of all that is to be able to save up a little bit of money so you can go out and buy an asset. And the asset is going to produce income for you. So, well, I have assets. You have something. You have a 401k, which is a giant vacuous pot that you put money into every month. So, well, my boss contributes also. That's great. It's a vacuous pot that you and your boss contribute to every month. Do you ever see any of that money? From age 20 to age 65, do you ever see any of that money? Does it ever put anything into your life? Does the quality of your life go up because of that? I would suggest the factor is the quality of your life goes down, because if you're putting $500 a month in there, that's $500 a month you don't have, right? But if I take $500 a month and save it, and then I put it into investment, that investment comes back and pays me $500 a month. And now for the rest of my life, that particular investment is going to pay me $500 a month. Now you say, well, you wouldn't keep house for the rest of your life. No, you probably wouldn't. But as long as it's paying that distribution, I would be receiving it. And then maybe I sell that property and take the proceeds, the capital gains, and buy two or three. And now I'm making $1,500 a month positive cash flow. And you say, well, Del, you make it sound so simple. I make it sound simple because it is that simple. If you understand what we teach, if you understand what we know how to do, then you can do it too. You just have to be willing, number one, to learn it. Number two, take the steps. So it is that easy. You just have to replace your earned income with passive income. So, well, I have a lot of earned income. Then my answer is you should be able to get there quicker. If I don't have very much earned income, it's going to be harder for me to save, and the amount I can save is going to be a smaller amount, and the amount I have to replace is a small amount. So it ends up even. If I make a lot of money, I can cut back on my cost of living, and I can save a lot of money. And if I can save a lot of money, I can buy a lot of assets, and those assets can replace my larger earned income. You know, it's just tit for tat there, guys. You can't have it both ways. You can't say, well, I make a lot of money. I live at a very high cost. You can't replace. They go, well, you can't because you won't cut your cost of living down. And you say, well, I don't make very much money. I don't have any money to save. And I go, that's because you won't cut your cost of living down. You could go back and live with your parents. You could move in with a friend. You could cut your cost of housing drastically by moving in with someone else. There's all kinds of things you could do. I've seen people share cars. I've seen people have no cars. Whatever it is, whatever your excuse is to you, you haven't and you won't do it. And that's why you can't retire in 2 to 5 years. It took me 2.5 years. I tell people, you know, you should be able to retire within 5 years to 7 years. When I wrote my first manual, it was a 7-year system. People kept doing it in less than that. So we changed it to a 5-year system. And then everybody started trying to beat my 2.5 years, and they became what we call the deuces. There's a whole group of people that retired in less than 2 years, and they call it deuces. And I laugh at the name. I don't really care. It doesn't hurt my feelings. They did it quicker than me. In fact, I'm happy they did. But maybe they had a lot more money than I had to start with, and they had a low cost of overhead. They were smart. They made money, didn't elevate their cost of living, and they were able to retire quickly. But it is just that simple. It really is. And you want to make it complicated, but it's not. You want me to tell you on the radio here all these reasons you can't do it, all the complicated things behind it. And the answer is, as complicated as the world is, you simply buy a rent house. You put a tenant in it. You put that tenant in at a rent that is anywhere from $200 to $500 a month, more than what the mortgage payment is. And you let them pay you money. You pay your mortgage payment, which pays down your mortgage over a period of time. You get your depreciation, so the income is tax-free if you do it correctly. The leverage is right. You can use leverage to go out and buy a larger piece of real estate than you could afford to buy on your own. So even though it'd be very hard for you to save up $200,000 or $300,000 to buy a house, it's not that hard for you to save up $10,000 or $15,000 or as much as $20,000 to buy this $200,000 or $300,000 asset, putting only 10% down. It's very easy to do. You go, well, my finance guy said I had to put 20% down. That's because you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. You don't have the right finance guys. You don't have the knowledge, the ability, the information. And there you go. To me, it was so simple. It made so much sense. It was so easy to do that everybody not doing it just kind of blows my mind. I mean, every time I think about it, every time I meet people, I go, why don't you have money coming in the mail? I get checks in the mail every day. I got 3 more checks in the mail yesterday. Which surprised me because it's, you know, usually everything comes at the first of the month, but this was extra money that I didn't even anticipate. So it just, why don't you have mailbox money? I just don't understand that. And so I thought to myself, okay, wait, I'm prejudiced because I did it. To me, it seemed easy, fit my personality, fit my skill sets or whatever it took. I didn't have any idea how to do real estate when I first started. I just learned it. But I thought, let's do this. For the people on the radio show, let's do this. Let's go to AI. AI, artificial intelligence, is supposed to be devoid of any emotional bias. And let's see what AI says if you strike a question. And I struck the question, how real estate will allow you to retire? How will real estate allow you to retire early? And AI came up with this. I'm just going to read you this first paragraph, and then we'll go over all the different things it said here. It said, real estate can facilitate early retirement through consistent, very important word, and AI is very specific with its words, consistent passive income from rental properties and property value appreciation. So there it is. That word consistent ties this whole thing together. I used to say, to be able to retire, you need regular, reoccurring, realizable income. So what does that mean? Regular means you get it on a weekly or monthly basis so you can pay your bills. Reoccurring means you get it every weekly or monthly, whatever the payout is, or quarterly in some cases, so that you can actually count on it. It's regular. It's reoccurring, but it's regular. You know it's going to happen. And the last one is realizable. So you may get a deposit from your boss into your 401k. You may put money into your 401k. That's not actually giving you money. It's not actually earning you any money. You're just saving some money you've already earned. But whatever it is, the stock market doesn't give you regular, reoccurring, and realized income. The 401k doesn't even give you realized income at all, zero. You get nothing from it until you're 65 years of age, start drawing it out. So that's what rental real estate does for you. It creates this regular, reoccurring, realized income that you can pay your bills with. Why do you get up and go to work every day? Because you need regular, reoccurring, realized income. Now, they're calling it consistent passive income, is what the AI called it. Consistently receive passive income. They also talk about value, property value appreciation, which we're going to come back to later, because these properties, number one, go up in value, and number two, we also capture value. When we buy a property, we may go out there and buy a $200,000 home, and I'm just making up a number here, that works. I can buy a $200,000 home for $100,000 because it's torn up completely. I have to put $50,000 of renovations into it, so I need to put up $100,000 to buy it, $50,000 to renovate it. But when I do, and it's all renovated, it's now worth $200,000, and I've made $50,000. Say, well, Dell, I don't have $150,000 to do that, so you don't need that, because with a hard money lender like Lifestyles Finance, you can borrow 75% of the $200,000, which is $150,000. So you can borrow the money to buy it and borrow the money to renovate it. All you need to come up with is the closing costs and something like that. So, I mean, it's just immensely simple. And that's, you know, you think about it, that's making $50,000 in one pop. I've seen people make between $25,000 to as much as $100,000. I mean, we don't see people do too many deals where they only make $5,000 or $10,000. Although that happens, they elect to take something. You know, you can elect to buy a deal that doesn't have a lot of instant profit in it. Or maybe you like the property a lot and you're willing to pay a little bit more and not get a great instant pop. You might like the property because there's great cash flow, but there's not an instant pop. On the other hand, there might be very small cash flow, but there's a massive instant capital gains capture. So those are the kinds of things you can make the decision on. It goes on in that paragraph and says, this value can be used to generate retirement income. By leveraging borrowed money, there it is, there's the key, another important word, leverage. If you go out and try to do this without using leverage, without borrowing, it's not going to work for you. You're not going to be able to retire. You save a little money and maybe buy one rent house in your entire life, maybe two, and that's it. It's not going to retire you. By leveraging borrowed money, investors can acquire properties, generate cash flow, and build up your equity, potentially replacing or supplementing income from traditional employment. So it is potentially replacing or additionally supplementing your income. So at first, you're supplementing the income you have from your job, and eventually you have enough passive income you can replace your earned income. Then you can make that decision. Do I jump? Do I leave my job? Or do I stay? And I've seen people play it both ways. Generally, what happens is they stay at their job. If they like their job and the job has a massive amount of fulfillment, self-fulfillment, joy, fun to do their job. There's a lot of people that have those kinds of jobs. And then there's other people who just hate their job, just grimace the fact they got to get up and go to work every day and work 8, 10, 12 hours a day, drive in the traffic an hour one way and an hour the other way or whatever it is. They're just miserable. And those people usually drop that job as soon as they possibly can. So that's what AI is saying to you. Now, it goes on and it gives us a 3-page outline of how all this all works and adds up, right? And so I'm going to work through these with you. The first one it comes to, again, is generating passive income. Rental income. Rental properties provide a steady stream of income that can cover living expenses, potentially allowing you to replace your full-time job. There it is. I mean, this is AI saying this, not me saying this. This is garnered off of all the knowledge of the universe, pulled in by AI, and it says rental income is the way to retire. It replaces your earned income. You say, well, Dell, that sounds so simple, just like when you said it. It sounds simple because it is simple. You're making it out to be difficult. It's not difficult at all. Say, well, Dell, I've lost a lot of money doing a lot of things. I've made a lot of decisions, tried a lot of stuff, and it didn't work. That's because you didn't know what you're doing. You need to get in here and let us mentor you through every step. You need to do it the right way. And if you do it the right way, rental property income can retire you in much quicker time than you think. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dell Walmsley Radio Show.
you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing retiring in an early age, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 7 years, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. When do you want to retire? It's just an amount of passive income you can build up. Retirement is not an age. Retirement is a situation. And the situation is you have enough passive income coming in to be able to not have to go to a job. That's retirement. Once you're free, financially free, you can do whatever you want to do. The other thing that people don't seem to understand is that every year that I've been retired, I make more money than the year before. Why? Well, because I make money. I've never lived on everything I've made. I always have extra money, so I save money, and then I invest that money. And every year I invest that money, I have more assets that produce more income. So I have more income than I had the year before, but remember, I didn't live on all the income I had last year, so now I have more money to save, and so I can save faster and buy more assets. And it's a never-ending cycle that I just get wealthier and wealthier and earn more and more and more cash flow every year. I'm not saying that to impress you, but to impress upon you, it's simply a series of steps. I started with one rent house. The next month, I bought three more. I had four. The next month after that, I bought another one, and then another one. When I got to nine, at that point, I went out and I bought five duplexes, which was 10 all at one time, doubled what I had. After that, I went out and I bought 11 houses with a guy who wanted me to go into business with him. So I bought 11 more all at one time. And then I went out with a lady who wanted me to go into business with her, and I bought four fourplexes, which is 16 more units. Then another person wanted to go into business with me, and we went out and we bought a 16-unit apartment and an 8-unit apartment, bought 24 more units. It just went like that. Every year, I would buy another deal. And sometimes I'd buy it on my own. Sometimes somebody wanted to, hey, let me get in a deal with you. And I'd say, okay, well, you put up all the money and we'll do a deal. And I'd go do the deal and they'd put up the money and we'd both benefit from that. But every year it would grow and continue to grow and continue to grow and continue to grow. And I think people think that once they go out here and buy a few rent houses or whatever, that's not enough money to make them as rich as they'd want to be. They think it's over. I'm never going to get there. But if I stay at my job, someday I'll get a raise, a promotion, and, you know, I'll be important and they'll pay me a lot of money. And then that goes on until one day they let you go. And you think, ooh, that didn't work out that well, right? So let's go back to the AI report here. It was talking about rental income as being the way to create passive income to retire. It goes on and it talks about the next step is cash flow optimization. By strategically managing expenses and maximizing rental income, you can optimize cash flow from your properties. Absolutely. I, in my class, teach 28 ways to increase the income and 8 ways to reduce expenses. So when you look at this, there's so many different things we do to reduce expenses, one of which is we fight the property taxes every year, second of which is we negotiate insurance. I got my insurance this year to go down from like $1,600 a door for annual insurance down to $800 per door, about half. How? We negotiated into a pool. We got a bunch of guys together and said, let's go get ourselves a pool. And we got a much lower rate. That's just one way. What other types of things? I remember when I had single family houses, and by law, you had to change all the locks and all the doors every time somebody moved out. So you're talking about, you know, in a house, you have a front door, a back door, a side door to the garage. So there's at least 3 sets of locks there, even on a small house. And you've got the deadbolt and the passage handle lock. And you'd have to change all those. So that's 6 different locks you'd have to replace, and you'd go down, buy new ones, and put it on there, and or pay to have all the old ones rekeyed, either one with money. Well, I figured out very quickly that's not going to work. It's expensive. So what I did was I went and I changed all my locks to be the same kind of locks. And then I kept one extra set. So when somebody would move out, I'd take the locks off that house and put them back in the box and put the new locks on that house and take the old locks with me. And then the next house, when somebody moved out, I would take those locks off and put them in the box and put the new locks on. Hence, rotation of locks. There was never the same lock on the house. No one knew where the locks were at. They're always new somewhere. And didn't have to buy new locks. Saved a lot of money that way. Another thing we did was we painted all the houses the same color. So, you know, there's always leftover paint, and you don't know what to do with it, and you don't know where it's at. And so I simply had all the houses painted the same color. So whatever leftover paint there was, I could take it, stick it in my garage, and the next time the house needed to be painted, it had to be painted the same color, we'd pull out the leftover paint and mix it with the new paint, and boom, there we go. It was that simple. We save a lot of money on wasted products. Same thing on almost everything else. There were ways to save on almost everything that we did. Dishwashers. I remember guys used to pay $250 for a dishwasher 35 years ago. And I go, that's ridiculous. Back then, you could buy one for $89. I'd go buy a dishwasher for $89. They say, well, yours doesn't have 14 different buttons on it. Go, yeah, it's 14 buttons that can break. Mine has one button, on. It'd wash the dishes, right? Off, they wouldn't wash the dishes. It's that simple. But $89 instead of $250. And, you know, just the same. Clean the dishes just the same. Nowadays, those prices don't match, I'm sure. But I don't buy stuff anymore because I don't operate my properties directly anymore. I don't even know what the prices are. But the reality is there are ways to orchestrate operational savings. And there are many ways to increase the income. Increasing the rent's just one of them. There are all types of things you can do, like, you know, charge for utilities. You can charge application fees. You can charge security deposits. You can charge pet fees. You can charge pet deposits. Lots and lots of different things. We have 28 different ways we can increase the income across the board, including upgrades that are strategically important. For example, let me give you an idea. Let's say, for instance, I buy a house that's got all old appliances and a rent for, let's say, $1,200 a month. If I go out there and put an entire new appliance package in there, which, you know, is a dishwasher, refrigerator, and a stove, and now they all match, they're all brand new, I might be able to get $100 a month more income for that. So that increases my income by $1,200 a month. Now, let's say that I pay $1,200 for the appliance package. Well, then in 1 year, I've got all my money back. But that's not really the way to look at it, because in an apartment complex, a property's income is its value. So if you increase the income by $1,200 a month, or $1,200 a year, I'm sorry, and you divide that by a cap rate of 0.07 for a Class C property, that increases the value of that unit $17,000. Now, that's quite a hefty increase. On a single-family rental house, it keeps the tenant there forever. They like the new appliances. They like where they're living. They like this quality place. And they may be willing to pay a little bit more rent to have those nicer appliances. And again, the same benefit, other than it doesn't increase the value of the property. It increases the cash flow of the property. So on and on and on, they're talking about this cash flow optimization. You can maximally benefit from optimizing cash flow the right way. There are wrong ways to do it. Right? There are ways that you go out and you just try to save money by cutting corners, and then you become a slumlord and your property is totally deteriorated. One of the things you do is reduce turnover. Turnover is the most costly thing for a landlord. If you put people in, they're going to stay there. And most people would stay in my houses for 8 years. I mean, they put their kids in school and they wouldn't want to leave that school district until after the kids were grown. Then they say, okay, well, we don't need this larger house anymore and we'll downsize, or maybe we'll go buy our own house. Whatever the situation is, but, you know, we'd get those people in there. And if there's no turnover, man, you're saving massive amounts of money. You're saving the renovation, and you're saving the time down where there's no rent coming in. You're saving the marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the make ready, all that stuff's cost. Goes away if you don't have anybody move out. So that optimization is very, very important. We teach you how to do that at Lifestyles. The next one is appreciation and value growth. Long-term appreciation. Real estate values tend to increase over time, offering a potential capital gain when you eventually sell. And we're now down to the third reason it says real estate investing can help you retire early, and that's depreciation, which basically you have to understand that the way this stuff works, if we set these deals up right, we can depreciate the real estate such that the really paper loss of depreciation is written off against our passive income so that we don't pay taxes. So if you earned $100,000 a year and you were paying, you know, 15 to 20% in income taxes and 7 to 15% in Social Security taxes, you're paying at least 30, 40% in taxes total when you add your Social Security and Medicare. If you're self-employed, you pay 15%. If you work for somebody else, you pay 7.5%. Then you have your income taxes, which anywhere from probably 15 to 30%. And then you get your state income taxes if you have that. So you add all that up, man, and you're going to take home about 60% of that $100,000. You're taking home about $60,000. Well, the income we earn from real estate doesn't have that. So if we earn $100,000, we keep $100,000. But what's more important is if we make $60,000, we keep $60,000, and that's equal to your $100,000. You really only need to earn $60,000 of passive income to be able to cover that $100,000 of earned income. So depreciation is very important. Number four, leverage. Leverage mortgages. Real estate allows you to use borrowed money to acquire properties, increasing your purchasing power and potentially boosting your returns. There's nothing like it. I mean, we're making money off other people's money when it comes down to. We're borrowing millions of dollars of other people's money and using that money to make millions of dollars for ourselves. Without leverage, I couldn't have done what I've done. You can't do what I've done. And the rest of the people for the last 35 years couldn't have done what we've done. The next thing it allows for is diversification of risk and risk mitigation. Alternative asset classes. Real estate gives diversification of portfolio beyond stocks and bonds, potentially reducing overall risk. Such that also you could pick where you want. You could diversify your location of real estate. You could diversify the types of real estate you own. There's a lot of diversification to it. Next one, control over retirement timeline. No restrictions on accessing your funds. So in other words, the government says you have to work to a certain age before you can start pulling that money out of that 401k without paying a penalty on it. Literally. If you try to pull it out before 55, you pay a penalty on it. Real estate doesn't have any restriction whatsoever. You can make the money now. You can earn the money as of right now. You can retire at 25. You can retire at 30. It doesn't matter. They don't care. There's no restrictions. And if you want to pull the money out of there, like you can't pull the money out of your 401k or IRA unless you have certain situations with real estate, I can go refinance all the money out of my property anytime, or I could sell my property anytime, and there's no restrictions towards doing that. It says building a permanent retirement nest egg, building equity, consistent rental income, and property appreciation contribute to a building of substantial retirement nest egg. So like I said, you're making more money every year, you're saving more money, you're investing more, so you make more money every year, and the nest egg just keeps growing and growing and growing. Early retirement strategies. Buy and hold. A common strategy involves purchasing rental properties and holding them long term, collecting rent and enjoying the appreciation. Next one, multifamily properties, which create instantly large income streams. So in other words, instead of buying one house at a time, you go buy 20 units at a time. Get started right away with that which could retire you. I was able to retire with really two investments. I had one 10 unit, which was five duplexes. It made me $2,000 a month. And then I had one 15 or 30 unit, which was 15 duplexes. Neither one of these were apartments, but I ran both of them like they were apartments. And I made $2,000 a month on one and $3,000 a month on the other. So I was making $5,000 a month tax-free income, which was enough for me to retire. That isn't what I retired on. I retired on all the single families I owned, but those two would have done it if I would have started out knowing what I knew when I started buying groups of houses later. But at first, I didn't know that, and I just bought them one at a time. Key considerations, financial security, ensure you have sufficient financial resources to manage your properties and expenses potentially. Market research, conduct thorough research of the potential investment properties to ensure the probability of them being profitable. And professional management, consider hiring a property management company to handle the tenant management and the maintenance and the other risks. Risk management, be prepared to manage tenant issues, property maintenance, and potential market fluctuations. So there it is. It's throwing in your downside risks there at the end of the AI report. All those can be mitigated by coming in and learning how to mitigate them through education. And so you need to get in here. Lifestyles Unlimited, Incorporated. Go online. Look us up. I want you to take the free class. There's a free class you can take, and it's going to tell you what we do, how we do it, what you would need to do, what you would need to bring to the table to be able to get involved and to fit in with what we do. So take the free class. It doesn't cost you anything. You take it right online anytime you want, 24 hours a day. Just log on and click the button, take the class. When you're done, then you can decide if this makes sense. And if it does, then there's other things you can go to. If you're still, you know, one of those tire kickers, you can go ahead and go to a free workshop. You can go to a live class somewhere. There's all different things you can do. You can ask us questions. You can email us, whatever it is. But you've got to overcome your fear for us to be able to help you overcome your lack of retirement. That's all it comes down to. This is something that's way simpler than you're making it out to be in your head. Remember, your information comes from other people that don't know what they're doing, other people that don't know what they're saying, other people that don't have experience except bad experience, or other people listening to other people that have no experience whatsoever. And that, my friends, isn't going to get you to success. You don't take a map from someone who did never find the place they're going. You take the map from someone who got there. All right, remember, it's not just the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.